اسمع هذا الكلام افهموا يا إنسان
هذا اعتقادي بالخالق مولانا الله الرحمن
ربي موجود بلا مكان
خلق الأكوان ودبر الزمان
لا يحتاج إلى دروس على العرش
وسبحانه كان موجودا قبل كل شيء
وخلق كل شيء
وكان موجودا قبل كل شيء
وهو الآن على ما عليه كان
الله موجود بلا مكان
All praise and thanks is due to Allah. May Allah the Almighty increase the honor and raise the rank of our dearest Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his noble relatives and companions, and protect his nation from that which he feared for it. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to everyone tuned to the Muslim Community Radio this afternoon. It's a pleasure to be back on air and to have your company on another informative episode of the show that keeps you connected via the airwaves of 92.1 FM.
Allah is clear from places, from attributes of creations. He created all the spaces.
Being a radio station big on community engagement, 2MFM was delighted to accept the invitation of Fairfield Police Area Command as a stallholder at their Police and Community Expo at Wetherill Park on Saturday the 16th of March. Officers from Fairfield City Police Area Command were joined by officers from other police force units, such as New South Wales Police Helicopters, the Public Order and Riot Squad, the Mounted Police, Traffic and Highway Patrol, Counter-Terrorism and Special Tactics Unit, Marine Area Command, Forensic Services Group, and the Police Dog Unit. Also in attendance at the Police and Community Expo were officers from a number of other emergency services and agencies, including New South Wales Ambulance Service, New South Wales Rural Fire Service, State Emergency Service, and the Australian Defence Force. Government service providers and educational institutions were also there to speak to community members. The expo highlighted the diverse nature of policing activities across New South Wales and gave many local residents the chance to see specialist tactical units at close range. In addition to taking it as an opportunity to acquaint expo goers with 2MFM and its activities, our crew, including members of our Arabic and English news teams, Ahmad Mazloom and Abdullah El Masri, interviewed some of the officers about the type of work they do and the specialist equipment and technology that is used in modern policing, as well as speaking to some of the other service providers who participated in the expo. Let's hear what they had to say to 2MFM.
Hello dear listeners, with me now is one of the main organisers of the Police Community Expo.
Superintendent Peter Lennon. Hello, Peter. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Abdullah, and welcome to all the listeners. Thanks for coming along today.
Thank you very much for inviting us. And just to start off with, Superintendent, just a quick description of the role you play within the Fairfield Police District.
Okay, so I'm the commander, so I'm in charge of the Fairfield area, which includes Cabramatta as well. So we've got close to 200,000 community in our community, so it's the same size as the local government area of Fairfield, if you understand the local government area. So, and that's my police district. So this is about the fifth or sixth time we've done this. Every year we have a police and community get together, information sessions like this. But today, although you can't see it on the radio, but the helicopter's here, there's higher patrol here, there's a recruitment branch, there's a police dog, there's horses, there's all sorts of police assets that are here, and also TAFE here and the universities, so they can talk to our community about joining the police, if you want to join the police, or have a look at what the police do, so you can get an understanding of what we do. But also, if you want to speak to TAFE or one of the universities about getting a better education, come along today and have a talk to them.
So it's not just restricted to police, ambulance and fire brigade. Pretty much anyone from the community can participate. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely anybody. It's the police and the community all working together. So anyone that wanted to come along today, your radio station's got a stall here as well. So anyone that wanted to come along that are a member of the community that wanted to work with the police to make our community a safer place, are welcome here today. And on that note, I just must say that everybody here today feels for our friends and family in Christchurch. It's a very, very sad day that what happened yesterday, and we're so sad, but life goes on with us making our community safe, so we will continue today, but just have a sad feeling in our hearts for our friends and family in Christchurch.
Yeah, that's true. Yesterday when we received the news, we were naturally very devastated. Simply put, it was just a great tragedy of what happened.
Yes.
So yeah, but like you said, we must press on with our duties.
Yeah, we can't change things, what one human being does, so we just continue to work together to make our community a safe place, which is what today is about. The police and all the elements of the community all working together to make our community a safe and secure place.
Yeah, very true, and we're very happy to be here. And just briefly, Peter, what is the main purpose of the event?
Oh, well, I've probably gone over it, but it's to exchange information. So, as I said, you can come along and you can talk about, have a look at police element that you might be interested in. There was a young girl here that wants to be a prosecutor. So she wants to go into the courts and she wants to discuss law with a judge, but for the police. And she can do that. There's over 100 different ways a police officer works in the state of New South Wales, from the higher patrol to doing community work. They can work in the police and youth clubs, they can work on the higher patrol, they can be a dog handler, or you can work in the courts as a solicitor. So many different jobs you can do in the New South Wales Police, all working to protect the community.
It's very impressive how flexible police can be in terms of different roles it can offer.
Yeah, well, you start off, you do generally 2 years in general duty, so the uniform police, everyone knows what the uniform police are. So you start off doing 2 years in that, and then you can start to specialise in other areas. And they're even on the trains and buses as well. So the police are everywhere, and there's all different roles that they can do for the community.
Very interesting to hear. And what is new compared to the last event you had?
It's a little bit bigger because we've got more of our community partners. So this time around, we've got the New South Wales Fire and Rescue. I think they're additional to us, but also some community services. We've got extra that have grown up around the Fairfield area because of our newly arrived community groups, refugees, etc. So we've got a few more community groups that have come along today. And then next year we'll grow again. We're open to anybody working with us to help the community be a safe place.
And would you have an idea of how many stalls are present today?
Yeah, we've got over 80 stalls that are here today. As I said, from the community, from the police, from other agencies that we work with, and the Defence Force are here as well, representing Australian government. So there's so many different agencies that are here all working together. Everyone's here having a good time.
Very interesting. And just to conclude, do you have any last words you would like to share with our listeners?
Just welcome everybody. Thank you very much for coming down, Abdullah, and to your radio station for broadcasting us. And just on behalf of the police, I'd just like to thank everybody for coming down today and working with the police to make a safe community.
And there you have it, dear listeners. That was Superintendent Peter Lennon. Thank you very much again for joining us.
No problem at all. Thank you. Take care.
Hello dear listeners, right now I'm at the State Emergency Service stall. With me now is one of the volunteers, I believe, of the SES. Would you mind just introducing yourself and your role within the SES?
Yes, hello. My name is Natalie. So I hold the rank of team leader in the SES. I'm currently the deputy training coordinator and also the community engagement officer.
So Natalie, what is the primary role of the SES?
So SES's primary roles include dealing with floods, storms and tsunamis. So whenever we have a massive storm and floods occur, we go out to assist the public. So we do this by doing temporary repairs to roofs, cutting down any fallen trees. It's pretty much just to make the property safe until the storms pass. They're our main primary roles, but we do assist other emergency services as well. So that's like the police, fireys, the ambos. So if they ever need us to help with, say, land searches, any rescues, or even any community events, we also do that as well.
So is SES volunteer-based, or do you have an actual salary within your field?
So most of our members are volunteers. We've got our main unit, it's at Wollongong, so they're our state headquarters. We've got mainly operational people in there, so they do all the calls, anything that comes through our main number, any jobs and all that, they do all that, and they actually get paid for that. So that's a government organisation paid role, but otherwise everyone else, yeah, we're all volunteers. So we still have our day jobs during the day, and then whenever we're free to assist, we get called out to help the public.
Well, that's good. It's nice to know our boys and girls at the SES are looked after. And so I just wanted to know, how does the recruitment process work, if you're familiar with it?
You can go on our website and download an application form. So that's www.ses.nsw.gov.au. Otherwise, you can contact the main recruitment number on 1-800-201-000. They'll give you more information about how to join and which unit is close to your home. So once you've put your application through, then you'll wait for a call from your local unit and they'll tell you when the information day is.
Nice to know. And just to conclude, do you have any last words for our listeners on the radio?
Yeah, actually. So if anyone's thinking about joining SES, just to let you know, you don't have to have any sort of special skills or fitness levels or all that just to start with. So we take people from all walks of life. We're very diverse, so we take any ages from age 16 and over. You can never be too old to join the SES. No matter what background you are, what life skills you have, you can join, and whatever you want to go through the SES, you'll be trained up in it.
Dear listeners, that was Natalie from the State Emergency Service of New South Wales. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hello listeners, with me now is an officer from Police Recruitment, Detective Chief Inspector Dean Lindley. Thank you very much for joining us.
Happy to, mate. How are you today?
I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm having a great day out here at the Fairfield Police and Community Expo, mate. It's been wonderful.
We're happy to be here as well. And just to start off with, what is your position amongst the recruitment?
So I'm the General Manager for Recruitment, so I'm the boss of the New South Wales Police Force Recruitment Branch.
And how does the recruitment process work exactly?
So at the moment, you have to do the UCWE, which is the University Certificate of Workforce Essentials. You complete that. You can then lodge your New South Wales Police Force application You have to undergo your medical background checks from us to make sure that you're suitable to join the cops. We have a look at your traffic history. We speak to your neighbours. We speak to you. We get you in and have a look. You undergo your medical, your fitness. And if you pass all of that, then we send you down to the academy.
Very interesting. And other than what you mentioned, are there any other restrictions for the recruitment process?
So generally, you have to be offence-free for your driving history for 12 months before you apply, although I do have some discretion on that. Obviously, not having a criminal record is paramount importance. If you have a criminal record, then obviously you're excluded from the process. And you need to be medically fit and physically fit.
Naturally, it's a very demanding role to be a part of the police force. Pretty much any part of the police force is pretty demanding, wouldn't you say?
Look, absolutely. You certainly see the worst of humanity. And what's recently happened in New Zealand is the perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgraceful. You know, in our views, we don't care what race you are. We don't care where you come from. We just want people that are going to try and help their community and do the best they can for their community.
Yep, that's very true. And just to conclude, are there any other last words you would like to share with our listeners?
Only that we are recruiting at the moment heavily over the next 4 years. If you are interested, either jump onto Facebook and look for New South Wales Police Recruitment or head to our website, which is www.police.newsouthwales.gov.au/recruitment. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're always happy to take your questions.
Dear listeners, that was Detective Chief Inspector Dean Lindley. Thank you very much for joining us.
Mate, happy to help.
Hello again, listeners. I'm now at the Refugee Trauma and Recovery Program stall at the Police Community Expo. Would you mind just starting with your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Joel Hoffman, and I'm a PhD student. I work at the Refugee Trauma and Recovery Program.
Oh, very interesting. And what is your primary role within the program?
Yeah, so our program is primarily a research program. So we conduct research on issues that are of concern to refugees, and I lead some of the projects that our organization runs. Yeah.
What can you tell us more about your initiative?
Yeah, so our primary, I guess, purpose is to find out what types of factors kind of help refugees transition, you know, to life in Australia. There's often obviously many difficulties that people overcome, and we want to learn about the things that make that transition easier, the things that make it worse, so then we can have other services try to see if we can make that transition a bit better for people. We also have started a new initiative that's providing free counseling for refugees, primarily Arabic speakers. So if anyone out there feels like they might need to talk to someone who's going through some stress, we provide free counseling for them as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good to hear. How long has this program been running for?
I believe it's been going, I might get this wrong, but about maybe six or seven years, I think, is when it was originally started. And it's primarily run by our director, and Dr. Angela Nickerson and Dr. Belinda Liddell. But we have different people come on board and kind of work within it as well. Yeah.
Do you operate all over Australia or just New South Wales?
So some of our projects that we run are done online, so we recruit people from all over Australia, but the counseling services, like I mentioned, because that has to be face-to-face, it's done primarily in Sydney, and we meet people mostly in Westmead Hospital. So if you're someone around Westmead Hospital and you feel like you'd like to talk to someone and get some free counseling, then you can contact us as well, and we can make that happen.
To conclude, do you have any last words for our listeners of the radio?
We really value people's input into our program. We can take volunteers of people to participate by answering questionnaires, or if you are interested in counseling, and if you want more information, you can just look up our website, so the Refugee Trauma and Recovery Program at UNSW, and there's ways to get involved online. You can put in some information there, and we'll contact you. Yep.
And there you have it, dear listeners. That was Joel, a representative of the Refugee Trauma and Recovery Program. Joel, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much. Pleasure.
Hello listeners, with me now is Senior Constable Glenn Clark, a representative of the PCYC stand. Hello Glenn, how are you?
Good day sir, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Would you mind just starting off with your position within the police force and PCYC?
Yep, so my name is Senior Constable Glenn Clark. I'm the school liaison police officer. I look after the high schools in the Fairfield and Cabramatta area, and I work closely with the Cabramatta PCYC.
So what is the primary role of the PCYC?
One of the main missions for the PCYC is just to empower youth. We run a lot of programs and help educate youth, trying to keep them on the straight and narrow, try and make sure they stay out of trouble, and just upskill them and give them something to look forward to for the future.
And so how many kinds of programs does PCYC supply the community?
There's heaps. All the different sporting programs that we run at Cabramatta PCYC, there's boxing, there's judo, there's gymnastics, there's basketball, badminton, table tennis. Away from sports specific things, there's new 8 programs called Rise Up, which help endangered youth with their fitness, with work prospects, with family, just helping them to become the best people that they possibly can be.
And is it open to youth only?
Those Rise Up programs are aimed at high school age boys and girls, but all the sports at the Cabramatta PCYC, the gym, the boxing, the gymnastics, they're open to adults as well. It's a fantastic centre at Cabramatta, as all the PCYCs are.
And just to conclude, do you have any last words for our listeners of the radio?
Just get involved with the PCYC that's in your local area. They're all friendly people to go there. You can be as active as you want. Many different sports you can be a part of. And if you want to volunteer, that's always welcome as well. We just want to make sure that the kids have the most opportunities that they can.
And that was Senior Constable Glenn Clark representing PCYC. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Hello listeners, I'm with a member of the Fire and Rescue New South Wales. Would you mind starting with your name and position, please?
Yes, my name is Adam Murphy. I'm a qualified firefighter at Eunora Fire Station.
Other than fire and rescue services, what other services does your unit provide?
Fire and Rescue provide a lot of community-based activities. Not only do we fight fires and the road crash rescue, we provide storm and tempest in assistance to the SES when the storms hit, as they have recently. A lot of community activities also about fire awareness and prevention in the home. We also help people prepare themselves for any fires in the home, such as smoke alarms, and just to make sure their home is fire safe.
Are you a regular participant within the Police Community Expo?
Yes, we always work closely with the police, the SES, ambulance as well. We work well with other agencies whenever these community activities are on. We're always happy to be here and say hi to the public.
We're very happy to have you here. And just to conclude, are there any other last words you would like to share?
Well, now we're hopefully coming off bushfire seasons and leading into the colder months. Probably the most important message for all the listeners would be leading into winter, especially just to make sure they have a working smoke alarm in their home and be very aware around the house. Most of the home fires are started in the kitchen, so we encourage people to keep looking when cooking and make sure their home is fire safe. And if you have any questions, please feel free to have a look at the Fire and Rescue New South Wales website, and you can find information on keeping your home fire safe, as well as recruitment for those interested in wanting to join the fire brigade.
And there you have it, dear listeners. That was Adam from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. Adam, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hello again, listeners. With me now is Estella from Core Community Services. Hello, Estella. How are you?
I'm very well today. Very happy to be here.
We're very happy to be here as well. And would you mind starting off with your position within Core?
Yes, I work for Core and my position is Community Engagement Manager.
And what does the term Core stand for?
Well, CORE stands for Care, Opportunity, Respect and Empowerment.
What is the primary role of CORE?
The primary role of CORE is to listen to the community and try to provide the services that meet the gaps that the community have in community services.
Are there any other services that CORE provides?
Yes, CORE is divided in 5 services. Mine is the community engagement services. We have children's services, age and disability services. We have the youth services and the multicultural services that serves all the multicultural communities.
And how long has CORE been operating for?
Well, this year we're celebrating our 40th anniversary.
40th anniversary, was it?
40th anniversary, yeah.
Wow. Just to conclude, are there any other last words you would like to share with our listeners?
Oh, I just would like to tell everybody that today has been a fantastic day, that we are supporting the police together with council and many other organizations in trying to bring the police closer to the community and for the community, in particular the new refugees and migrants community, to understand that police is a friend of the community and we need to not only use them for emergencies or when we are in trouble, but also to help us.
So you're saying you have a strong relationship with the police?
We do have. We've been sponsoring this event for a number of years. We work closely to the police to inform residents of their rights and their obligations.
And that was Estella from CORE Community Services. Estella, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Was 2MFM colleague Abdul speaking to many of the attendees and participants at the Police and Community Expo, which was held at Wetherill Park on Saturday, the 16th of March. With many community members turning up to the Police and Community Expo, it was a great opportunity to break down barriers and allow members of the public to approach and interact with a range of police unit members and other emergency frontline workers in a fun and relaxed environment, paving the way for better understanding and collaboration. MFM would like to thank Fairfield Police Area Command for the invitation and the opportunity to be part of their expo and looks forward to joining them at their community events in the future. On a personal note, I'd also like to thank 2MFM colleagues, Brother Ahmed and Brother Abdul, for representing 2MFM at the Police and Community Expo. We have come to the end of this episode of Community Connect, broadcasting live via 92.1 FM and 2mfm.org. I thank you for joining me on this episode and I look forward to reconnecting with you again soon. Until that time, please take care and have a wonderful evening.